I have
internet.
Okay, Chodesh Halvavus. We're starting Shai Yichud HaMaisa. Shai Cheshbon HaNefesh, I'm sorry. We're starting Shai Cheshbon HaNefesh. And, okay, so now Chodesh Halvavus, Monday night, or L'Chav Dalid Kislev. Now, this is the Shai HaShmini, Baruch Hashem. Let's see how we're doing. Shai HaYichud is number one. Shair HaBechina is 2, Shair HaVodos HaLakim is 3, Shair HaBitochen is 4, Shair Yichud HaMaisa is 5, Shair Yichud HaMaisa, wait, what's after Shair HaTshuva? I'm missing one. What's after Yichud HaMaisa? What? Kniyah, thank you. Shair HaKniyah is number 6, and Shair HaTshuva is 7. We're up to number 8, there's 10 Shaarim. And we're up to number 8, Shair Cheshbon HaNefesh. And as I mentioned, Shabbos, this is like probably the most interesting shahr, I think. And it doesn't mean, he doesn't look at it with the words Cheshbon HaNefesh of sitting down. And of course it means examining different things in your life, examining your actions, but it's from a very, very broad perspective of like, how are you living? What is life all about? Like cheshbonos of life, cheshbonos of your relationship with Hashem, cheshbonos of, are you reaching your goals? It's not specifically like what did I do today, which is also called cheshbon hanefesh, and one that maybe you should do, and that's the same cheshbon hanefesh is written in that style, where you fill out little boxes every night, and okay, so. Really, the yisod of the shahr is to think about things. And it's really not to go through life unthinkingly. You know, not to live life just for the moment, at the moment, dealing with things as they come up, and never stopping to think, like, what am I doing? What is this all about? But it's hard, and people don't like to do it. I was once talking to someone about thinking about what he's doing, and he said it, the person gives him a headache. If he starts thinking, he gives him a headache. And I think it's true about most people. Think about what you're doing. Think about yourself. You know, it's understanding yourself, understanding history, understanding Hashem. And he includes in this understanding the Bria, which is Shair HaBechina stuff. The point of the shahr is, and he said, like, to make a cheshbon hanefesh, it's really what we would say in English, to think about things, to understand things, to think. Okay. He starts off in his psicha, as he does in every shahr. The sefer is very, very structured, as we always say, and he's explaining why this is the logical next shahr at the shahr tshuva. Omar, I will say, Kivan Shikvar Dibarnu Le'el Begidri HaTshuva Utno Eha. We talked about what's involved in Tshuva and its components. Vare Cheshbon HaNefesh Mechlal Utno Eha. A very big part of Tshuva, as he kept talking about, is to think about. To think about what it means to go against the will of Hashem. To think about maybe getting punished. To think about how Hashem sees everything you do. Like, that was all part of the tshuva process. If you remember, he went through the four components of tshuva, charata, and vidui, and kabbalah, and prisha, and he split them each up into five components. Each one had five parts to it, for a total of 20. 20 things you have to think about in order to do tshuva. So he said, obviously, I got you into the habit of thinking. If you did, if you went through Shair HaTeshuvah, Ra'isi Lahasmich Khan, so I figured what's logical to come next is Beir Sugi HaCheshbon Im HaNefesh, different types of ideas, different types of thoughts and ideas that the Nefesh should think about, that you should think about. Biglal Mashayesh Bekach Misugi HaOrosa, by thinking about it. You think about things and you'll have room to maneuver, to be mesakein yourself both for Olam Haba and in Olam Hazeh. He will teach us to think about, you know, things that are nogei Olam Hazeh. Where am I going? Is this how I want to live my life? Is this what I always dreamed about? This is my life that I always look forward to, and I... Okay. K'mayim rachosat olav ha-shalom, and he brings down a pasuk from David HaMelech, chishavti derochoy, and I contemplated and I thought about the way I'm living. V'oshiva raglai ele dosecha. And at the end result is my legs took me to follow the path of Eidol Secho, it means. So that's the pasuk. V'lachein roi lono levor minyoni chesh ben hanefesh shisha inyonim, and he splits it up into six components, and these are the six chapters. He always does that. He says, I'm going to talk about six parts to whatever I'm talking about, and each part gets a perek. So there's going to be six prokim in this shahr, and the first one is always, you got to learn that from the Chayyus HaLodus. The first one is always to define the term, because you don't want to, he does this in every shahr, he says, let's define what we're talking about, because, and there are people that will spend a lot of time, and then say, oh, what does Cheshvan HaNefesh mean? And then you have two people that each have totally, wildly different definitions. So he says, you have to define what Cheshvan HaNefesh means. Then you have to define what Bitochon means. You have to define what Tshuva means. He does this in every shahr. The first parak is devoted to defining the term. What are we talking about? Vasheni, number two, is... Is this something that is mano? You know, it's like, is it like tefillin? Everybody's wearing tefillin, or is it like Avos Hashem? Everybody has to develop their own Avos Hashem. We can't like. It's not. There's no objective box. There's no objective box you can put it in. What you should be thinking about. Different for every person. Vashlishi, and that's going to be Paragimel. L'kama ufanim yecheshben ha'odom im nafsho. And that's the most famous perek in the shahr, where he brings down 30 ideas to think about. He gives us 30 ideas. It's fascinating. And it runs the whole gamut of these are 30 things you should think about in your life. Think about this, think about that, think about that. So that's a perek shlishi. Varavi matoelos hacheshbon hazeh. What do I want to see accomplished through making this cheshbon? What do we want to see happen? V'chamishi emchayiv odom lasos cheshbon emnafshon tomen olo. Is it something that's extra credit? Is it something that's obligatory? Do you have to always do it? Can you do it like once in a while when you're in the mood? How is it supposed to be part of your life? Is it supposed to be part of your life? So you sort of know the answer, but okay. That's what he talks about in the fifth parak. Vashishi, Elu Maisim Chayiv Odom L'Hasmich L'Cheshbon HaNefesh. What should you do to implement, how do you implement change? How do you implement the things you were thinking about? Like a how-to manual of implementation. We'll start Paragala. Paragala is always, I think it's always, I don't know if it's always the shortest parag, but it, you know, here it's pretty short. Shahr Bitochon is three lines. It's just a definition. Linyan Mao Cheshbon HaNefesh, Parag Rishon. Hu Sheyiten Odom Alibo. You contemplate, you think about, in Yonei Doso, how you're acting vis-a-vis Torah and Mitzvahs. Yoni Olam Hazeh, and how you're acting about in Olam Hazeh, Beino Levein Sichlo. He thinks about it. That's the key words here. Beino Levein Sichlo, he's thinking about what he's doing. Kidei she'yeda b'kach, so that he should know what he's doing. Zuchu yosov v'chovo sov, so that he should know what he's doing right, what he's doing wrong. So he should think about certain things to know how his actions match up against what these ideas are. Ikar is to think. Ukvartziva olsono ashliach, that's Moshe Rabbeinu olav ashalom, b'kach ba'omro, v'yodato hayom, v'ashevosa olav avecha, ki Hashem huhu Elokim. So the key words he wants from this pasuk is v'ashevosa olav avecha. Those v'yodato hayom. So you say, yeah, I know this, and I know that, and I know already. I know a lot of stuff already. I know. The Torah wants more than knowing. The Torah wants v'hashevosa olav avecha. The Torah wants you to contemplate, to think about, to develop ideas. Hey, it's going to give you a headache. Yeah, because people don't, especially nowadays, it's a huge problem. That you see that in television, really. Television, and even the computer with clicking the mouse. The studies show that people are slowly... The ability to think is deteriorating. People don't want to think. They want images, and it just... And to, like, sit and think about something, I'm not surprised the guy said it gives him a headache, because people are not used to doing it. Either they have a spare moment, they don't have any time to think. So they're always listening to the music or iPods or... So he wants you to take a walk and think about something. Meanwhile, you see people walking around, right? Neither they have a cell phone. But really, it's in our generation with the iPods and cell phones, really, that you don't have a moment's manucha.
I don't even know if it's in our generation. I think it's the generation that is growing up today. Because I know when I was growing up, I could see the advent of computers and stuff like that. We had to learn how to think before.
I meant that everything is portable. I meant you walk around with a cell phone in your pocket. My kids don't look out the window anymore when we come into Tendo on Friday. 2 years ago, they would look out the window and see things. Now they have their two. My wife tells me she takes a trip now with the seminary. Girls used to talk, interact on the bus. And it was a very part of the trip was being on the bus and talking and singing and talking and interacting. Now everybody's in their own world. You have to confiscate the iPods. Everybody's on their own world. They're either on the phone. I was coming, either they're texting or they're on the phone. Well, they're listening to the. They have the earphones. Okay, we'll stop it. We'll learn Kitson now. Hello. Yes.
Who's calling? Someone here's calling.
Yeah. Is this an emergency? Because I'm in the middle of giving cheer.
You couldn't pay for that time.
When a guy calls me up now from the shul, and he doesn't know I give shiur at 9:15. It means he has never walked in here at 9:30. I'm very naive. Like, I can't understand how a guy can call me up now and say, I'm giving shiur now. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. Goodbye. He didn't say, oh, I forgot. Or, oh, I didn't realize what time it is. What? And I'm giving the women a shiur now. Why doesn't his wife go to the women's shiur? Big Siyam. Big Siyam at the women's shiur this Wednesday. We'll make the Siyam a Shara B'tachon. Yeah, Big Siyam. Someone named Sima, I don't know who she is, not my wife. There's another lady named Sima. She's bringing her guitar. He says they're going to kick me out after 20 minutes and they're going to...
What comes it?
All of my shit. Any shit.
First 10.
No, I'm going to bring it. There'll be enough donuts for all three shit. We don't make it 20. I promise those guys, if they come back tomorrow night to learn, I promise them donuts. the Monday night chevra. We are very special, so we have a Sunday night chevra that comes to learn. We don't want to burden anybody with learning more than once a week. We have a Sunday night chevra, and we have this Monday night. You don't know these guys, they come every Monday night. They're here.
It's like a
Monday night chevra.
No, where's the most steady?
Someone walked into the shul last night. Someone told me. He says, "Wow, what the place is packed." I go, "Thank you, Sunday night. That's, you know, that's what I did."
So. Monday night also, but it's a different chevra.
Yeah, it's a different chevra. Okay, let's go.
Not to come on Thursday.
No, I thought.